FSI Italian, Unit 12. Listen to the following sound and repeat. Frame 2. Because the vowel you just heard sounds somewhat like the first vowel sound heard in the English word 70, what is the name we have given it? The answer is vowel 70. Remember that vowel 70 is an open vowel. Keep your mouth relatively open throughout the production of the sound. Now listen to the following new sound. The vowel you just heard differs from vowel 70 in several ways. One difference has to do with the relative openness of the mouth. The mouth is open more for vowel 70 than for this vowel. As a matter of fact, the position of the mouth should be the same for this new vowel as it is for vowel 3. Listen to both of these vowels. This new vowel you have been hearing should remind you a little of the vowel sound heard in the English word 8, though the Italian vowel is somewhat shorter. It is pronounced with the mouth relatively closed and pulled back tightly. We shall refer to this vowel from now on as vowel 8. It is always represented by the letter E. Listen carefully, but do not repeat. Listen to the following English words. Lay, way, bay. Notice that they all rhyme. Lay, way, bay. The Italian, hearing these words, would represent what he hears as follows. Lay, way, bay. In other words, what the Italian hears in these English utterances is vowel 8 followed by the semi-vowel shown. Listen again and repeat. Lay, way, bay. If, from these utterances, one were to drop the semi-vowel, they would all end in vowel 8, and as Italian syllables, they would then be represented in Italian as le, we, be. The important thing to remember in pronouncing vowel 8 in Italian is that the mouth should be in a closed and retracted position to begin with, and that this grinning position should be maintained throughout the production of the sound. Even the slightest relaxing of the lip during the production of the sound can convey to the Italian that you are saying A instead of A. Repeat the following utterances as presented. Notice that you will be alternating between A and A. Le. Lay. We. Way. Be. Bay. Frame 15. Now you will be given some of the 6 utterances of frame 14. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance. Be. We. Lay. We. Bay. For frame 15, you should have written be, we, lay, we, bay. Frame 17. Here are 5 more examples. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance. Le, way, way, be, le. For frame 17, you should have written le, way, way, be, le. Frame 19. Now try this test involving 15 utterances. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance. Lei, wei, bei, be, wei, le, le, wei, bei, le, wei, be, bei, wei, lei. For frame 19, you should have written lei, wei, bei, be, wei, lei, lei, wei, bei, lei, wei, be, bei, wei, lei. If out of the 15 utterances you got fewer than 11 correct, you should return to frame 11 and review from there until you do get more than 10 correct. Then proceed with frame 21. If out of the 15 utterances you got more than 10 correct, proceed with frame 21. Conventional Italian spelling does not differentiate between vowel 70 and vowel 8. Both are represented by the letter E. Thus,
pesca,
which is the word for peach, and
pesca,
which is the word for fishing or load of fish, are both normally represented as P-E-S-C-A. As can be seen from the preceding example, the difference between vowel 70 and vowel 8 is important when it is related to a difference in the meanings of words. It has been found, however, that such is the case with these two vowels only when they appear in the stressed position of a word. In unstressed positions, it is not important to make a clear distinction between the two vowel sounds, and in the unstressed positions, either vowel 8 or a vowel somewhat intermediate in quality between vowel 70 and vowel 8 is, for all practical purposes, perfectly acceptable. Even in the stressed position of a word, however, not all speakers, whether educated or not, conform to the dictionary pronunciation of words with vowel 70 or vowel 8. Thus, although the dictionary pronunciation of the word for fishing is
pesca,
some speakers do say
pesca
for fishing. These units will continue to make a distinction between stressed e and stressed e according to the dictionary pronunciation. The former will generally be represented as shown, and the latter as shown. In the few cases in which the Florentine and the Roman pronunciations differ, the symbol shown will be used to represent a Florentine e, but a Roman e for the same word, and the symbol shown will be used to represent a Florentine e, but a Roman e for the same word. Thus, the word for temple would be written T-E-M-P-I-O with a mark over the E, to indicate that one is likely to hear a stressed E in the Florentine pronunciation, but a stressed E in the Roman version. The word for Elba would be written as shown, to indicate that one is likely to hear a stressed E in the Florentine pronunciation, but a stressed E in the Roman version. It is important to remember that what these units are indicating is simply a guide. If at any time the instructor's pronunciation varies from this guide, the student should be ready to accept such variation and try to imitate his instructor. The following is an Italian word for baby. It is a French borrowing. Listen carefully and repeat.
Bébé. Bébé. Bébé.
This word is pronounced here with an unstressed vowel 8 followed by a stressed vowel 8. Make sure that you do not add any semi-vowel to either of these vowel 8.
Bébé. Bébé.
Now look at the way the word is spelled. The accent marks are simply marks retained from the French spelling.
Bébé. Bébé.
Now here is the word for chickpea. Repeat.
Chéché. Chéché. Chéché.
Don't be surprised by the spelling CE. After all, the English word cello is spelled with CE. Here is the word for cement. Repeat.
Cemento. Cemento. Cemento.
Here is another word that looks like its English counterpart. It is the word for element. Repeat.
Elemento. Elemento. Elemento.
Here are four Italian given names containing vowel 8. The first two are feminine names and the last two are masculine names. Repeat.
Fede. Lena. Bela. Cece.
Now here are four Italian given names containing vowel 70. Again, the first two are feminine names and the last two are masculine names. Repeat.
Lea. Mena. Leo. Elio.
Frame 38. In Unit 11, we saw that feminine given names in Italian tend to end in a certain vowel. What is this vowel? The answer is vowel 1. Frame 39. Also in Unit 11, we saw that masculine given names in Italian tend to end in a certain vowel. What is this vowel? The answer is vowel 4. Many Italian given names, however, end in vowel 8. Such names may be masculine or feminine names, and there is no way to tell which is which from the spelling. Here is a list, read twice, of feminine names ending in vowel 8. Look at the spelling for each and repeat after the model. Make sure that you do not add any semi-vowel after vowel 8.
Adele. Cece. Chloe. Daphne. Ebe. Edvige. Egle. Selene. Adele. Cece. Chloe. Daphne. Ebe. Edvige, Egle, Selene.
Now here is a list, read twice, of masculine names ending in vowel 8. As before, look at the spelling for each and repeat after the model. Do not add any semi-vowel after vowel 8.
Adone. Dante. Felice. Leone. Napoleone. Pasquale. Samuele. Valente. Adone. Dante. Felice. Leone. Napoleone. Pasquale. Samuele. Valente.
Frame 43. Observe the following model.
C'è Adele?
No, Adele non c'è. C'è Adone. You will now hear a series of questions based on the preceding model and using the feminine names from frame 41. Give a complete response patterned after the model and using the masculine names in order from frame 42. Remember, do not add any semi-vowel after vowel 8. Your response will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
C'è Adele?
No, Adele non c'è. C'è Adone.
Number 2.
C'è Cice?
No, Cice non c'è. C'è Dante.
Number 3.
C'è Chloe?
No, Chloe non c'è. C'è Felice.
Number 4.
C'è Daphne?
No, Daphne non c'è. C'è Leone.
Number 5.
C'è Ebe?
No, Ebe non c'è. C'è Napoleone.
Number 6.
C'è Edvige?
No, Edvige non c'è. C'è Pasquale.
Number 7.
C'è Egle?
No, Egle non c'è. C'è Samuele.
Number 8.
C'è Selene?
No, Selene non c'è. C'è Valente.
Frame 44. Observe the following model.
C'è Adone?
No, Adone non c'è. C'è Adele.
You will now be given a series of questions involving the masculine names from frame 42. Give a complete response patterned after the above model and using the feminine names in order from frame 41. Remember again, do not add any semi-vowel after vowel 8. Your response will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
C'è Adone?
No, Adone non c'è. C'è Adele.
Number 2.
C'è Dante?
No, Dante non c'è. C'è Cice.
Number 3.
C'è Felice?
No, Felice non c'è. C'è Chloe.
Number 4.
C'è Leone?
No, Leone non c'è. C'è Daphne.
Number 5.
C'è Napoleone?
No, Napoleone non c'è. C'è Ebe.
Number 6.
C'è Pasquale?
No, Pasquale non c'è. C'è Edvige.
Number 7.
C'è Samuele?
No, Samuele non c'è. C'è Egle.
Number 8.
C'è Valente?
No, Valente non c'è. C'è Selene.
Test A. You will hear 25 utterances, each said twice. Each utterance will contain one of three stressed, unrounded vowels, that is, vowel 3, vowel 8, or vowel 70. For each utterance, write the letter that appropriately represents the stressed vowel as indicated below. Number 1.
Vinto. Vinto.
Number 2.
Accetta. Accetta.
Number 3.
Esse. Esse.
Number 4.
Venti. Venti.
Number 5.
Mila. Mila.
Number 6.
Vendette. Vendette.
Number 7.
Affetto. affetto, affetto.
Number 8.
Sì. Sì.
Number 9.
Visto. Visto.
Number 10.
Mela. Mela.
Number 11.
Accetta. Accetta.
Number 12.
Vento. Vento.
Number 13.
Legge. Legge.
Number 14.
Esse. Esse.
Number 15.
Sì. Sì.
Number 16.
Mina. Mina.
Number 17.
Messe. Messe.
Number 18.
Affetto. Affetto.
Number 19.
Seno. Seno.
Number 20.
Sesto. Sesto.
Number 21.
Venti. Venti.
Number 22.
Messe. Messe.
Number 23.
Legge. Legge.
Number 24.
Vendette. Vendette.
Number 25.
Mina. Mina.
Test B. You will hear 20 names, each said twice. Each name is spelled with the letter E on the end. Some of the names will be pronounced correctly with a final vowel 8, but others will be mispronounced because a semi-vowel will follow vowel 8. For each utterance, put a check in the appropriate column according to whether the name is pronounced correctly or mispronounced. Number 1. Adone. Adone. Number 2. Dante. Dante. Number 3. Felice. Felice. Number 4. Leone. Leone. Number 5. Napoleone. Napoleone. Number 6. Pasquale. Pasquale. Number 7. Samuele. Samuele. Number 8. Solone. Solone. Number 9. Ulisse. Ulisse. Number 10. Valente. Valente. Number 11. Vitale. Vitale. Number 12. Adele. Adele. Number 13. Cice. Cice. Number 14. Chloe. Chloe. Number 15. Daphne. Daphne. Number 16. Ebe. Ebe. Number 17. Edvige. Edvige. Number 18. Egle. Egle. Number 19. Fede. Fede. Number 20. Selene. Selene. This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 12.